Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, green and candy sticks.
Everybody. All right. Sidebar. I just watched the great thing about this. The podcast festival is many of the shows here in the ballroom. Most of the shows in the ballroom are live streamed. So I was able to watch the show that was happening here prior to this show in my hotel room because I'm just staying here for the weekend. And I was watching it, and it was Pop My Culture podcast. Did what you guys hear? And I was screaming at my computer because they started. Bryce Beckham from Mr. Belvedere was one of the guests, and Cole and Vanessa, and there was also some other people from Friday night TV shows. But they came right out of the gate at Bryce Beckham with, "Did Mr. Belvedere really sit on his own balls?" And I don't know if Bryce is still around, but he was like, as far as I know, that didn't happen. I'm just a kid. Maybe they didn't tell me. But he gave a really, political... first of all, Mr. Belvedere is dead, and so is any interest in that program. And whether or not he sat on his... I guess people are still curious about the testicle story. But here's... People know the testicle story because I was roommates with the young man who played Kevin, Bryce's older brother on Mr. Belvedere, Rob Stone. I was his roommate. He got this big part in this TV show, so I wasn't his roommate for much longer because he was making good money and he didn't need to have roommates. But I was at the time, I was sleeping on the futon in the living room of the apartment that he lived in. And he came home early one day. And we said, me and the other roommate, "Why are you home early, Rob Stone?" And he said, "Mr. Belvedere sat on his own testicles." This is a fucking fact that this happened. And me and my friends thought that was the funniest thing we'd ever heard. And one of my friends named Brian started a Mr. Belvedere sitting on his own testicles impression that eventually I stole and used in my own act, and it goes a little like this. And I've told that story a lot of times, and one person I told that story to was Adam Sandler, who loved that story so much that he told it a lot of times to other people, one of which was Jay Moore, who then wrote a book where he said that Adam Sandler was guest starring on Mr. Belvedere and he sat on his own testicles. So I've been trying to set the record straight. My name is Doug and I love movies! Yeah! Enough TV and ball talk. We're coming to you from the Squarespace Ballroom at the Le Meridian Delfino, which is redundant to say the Le Meridian Delfino. But I just did it. And we're here for the LA Podfest, the best goddamn podfest in the whole world! So much fun. I don't know about you guys, but I want to do this every year from now on. I love it. It's Saturday, October 5th, Two Oceans 13. Let me see your name tags, Podfesters. That's what I'm talking about. That is some name tags. Wow. I'm sorry. Did I say, let me show me your crazy shit? My favorite, though, has to be a copy of my own album with a post-it that says Jeff on it. I worry that that's the one that's going to get picked. And your name's Corey? Yeah, she's got a inflatable doll, and it says Corey and the Real Girl. From that classic Ryan Gosling film. So I can't imagine that not getting picked. But thank you to everyone who did not bring a baby or a helicopter. I intentionally, the guests are all different from last year, and not only are they different, they're possibly some of the most docile guests I've ever had on the show. I wasn't going to take any chances. And tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., right here at the LA Podfest, a live taping of Dining with Doug and Karen. Yeah, three of your favorite chefs from the show are going to be here, and they're going to cook food for everybody. But since they have to cook for everybody, we had to limit the number. We're in the Lucina Ballroom over there, just behind here, just behind the Squarespace Ballroom. And so the first 100 people that come in with their badges will get to eat. And then there'll be a little bit of standing room, I think, in there beyond that. But, yeah, so if you really want to, you know, join in on that, then, you know, you're going to have to get up early, which is my way of saying we're probably only going to have, like, 60 or 70 people show up. Because you guys are going to tear it up tonight. We're just all here in Santa Monica in this hotel, so we're going to get fucked. Yeah, but tomorrow morning, the first 100 people, they're going to eat! Yeah! A dude asked me to mention that he's starting a comedy festival in Iowa next spring. It's called the Green Gravel Comedy Festival, and now I've mentioned it. It's official. Sunday, October 13th, I'm doing a Benson Movie Interruption of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the 2003 version, at the Alamo Drafthouse in Ashburn, Virginia, D.C. adjacent. That's at 7 p.m. And Wednesday, October 16th, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Ontario, California. Now it's time for Not For Emetophobes. I saw a few minutes of the Katie Holmes epic movie Pieces of April today in my hotel room, and I noticed a scene where someone was throwing up in a toilet. This has been Not For Emetophobes, the Who Gives a Shit edition. Nobody's in danger of watching Pieces of April. You never know. Let's look at the prize bag, you guys. We got a big, big prize bag. It's got lots of fun stuff in it. We've got, I went to the premiere of Eastbound and Down, the premiere party that HBO threw, and I got a bag that says, I retired my glove, not my balls. And it's got Kenny Powers on it, and it's got two of those squeezy stress balls like that look like baseballs in it. And what else? Oh, a book that I can't tell you about just yet. But there's another book in there that I can tell you about. I got this at, it was a gift to me at Fantastic Fest. It's called The Story of the Greatest Fan Film Ever Made, Raiders, I guess some kid made his own version of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and this is a book about it. So that can't not be fascinating. You guys are probably so excited. Jeff already has this copy of Gateway Doug. And this is another thing I got when I was in Texas, I think. A copy of a motion picture called Memphis Heat. I don't know anything about it. I haven't done any research. One of the dudes that hosts the Star Wars Minute, Alex Robinson, wrote a comic called Too Cool to Be Forgotten, and he gave me one to give away. And Jesus Christ. Oh, some underwear that I got at the Kenny Powers thing. I don't know if I was supposed to take it, but it was available. Oh, and a Kenny Powers Eastbound and Down lighter. And a couple of small cards here in the bottom that are good for different things. A free movie ticket from Fandango, a $10 gift card for iTunes, and a one movie rental from the folks at Yeah! That's the kind of shit people give me, and I turn around and give it to you. Out of love. Please give a big warm welcome to my friends, DC Pearson, David Huntsberger, Nick Fune, and James Pardo. People might as well start off with it. People are yelling the name of your album, Jim.
Well, let them know it's brand new. AST Records.
I still haven't been able to commit that word to memory, but it's Sprezzatura.
Sprezzatura.
Spretz it. And some of the tracks you guys might enjoy are called... it'd be weird if I just started reading track names.
You can read the track names.
My Day at the Beach. No, what's the funniest track? Your track names aren't wacky. They're just sort of reruns.
Those are the track names from Chicago 13.
You have a whole... What?
You know, the band Chicago, their 13th album, those are the track names.
That's what they're... They had a song called Reruns?
Yeah. The man's old lady keeps bringing up indiscretion. We've been through it all before.
Oh, it's like a rerun, yeah.
It's a rerun, yeah.
When you're a band on your 13th album, why would you call a song Reruns? It's like setting up a line in every review.
I don't know. They have 13 albums.
All right, so glad we took care of that piece of business. Quickly and politely.
Sorry, I fronted on Chicago, yeah. Jimmy.
That's DC Pearson, everybody.
Hey, DC.
But, Jimmy, let me tell everybody about DC's book, and then you can make fun of it.
I'm going to be a gentleman and not do that.
Okay.
I'm not needy.
It's called Crap Kingdom, Jimmy. Come on. It's a softball.
What's it called?
Crap Kingdom.
Now, you're setting yourself up for bad reviews. It's right in the title, DC. Why don't you think it through? I don't know why I'm doing that character.
I like him, whoever he is.
Thank you.
And Nick Fune is here, everybody. And,
Thank you. Thank you.
Nick?
Thank you very much.
And you brought, what is this that you brought?
For the bag. Half a thing of sparklers with an old bumper sticker that I'd never actually sold on it. I bought 1,000 of those bumper stickers and then never took them out of the box.
Your bumper sticker says "Coming Thune."
Yeah,
I did. Which must be fun for you to yell in the bedroom with your lady.
Sadly, it's not fun.
Hey, Doug, when you're about to have sex with your lady, you're about to come. What do you do? How do you handle that?
Oh, I like to keep it interesting for her. I'll make a noise that I've been kind of working on and during what I call private sessions, private lovemaking sessions. I believe the one you're referring to maybe is...
I was actually curious. Do you give the lady a heads up when you're about to come? Is that ever happened?
Yeah, I thought you were doing the count now.
You ever count it down for her?
That's so sad that I have multiple things I do when I'm coming jokes.
Do you start at 3?
And you can hear all about him on the track called Reruns. And David Huntsberger is here, you guys.
Hi. David.
you know, I'll give her a little warning, you know, like when I'm about ready to finish, you know, something like 10, 9, 8, oops.
Sorry, nice lady.
Sorry, nice lady. A little nod to Jerry Lewis when I'm coming prematurely.
And then I was like the tag of have a nice March.
Right, because that's an earlier joke where I say I only have sex in months that end in arch.
No, brewery.
What? Or brewery, right, that's right.
You guys, save some of this for Doug Loves Doug's Jokes.
You know, I've been trying to find a sixth thing to do a podcast about. And finally, we've hit pay dirt. Today, Matt Besser was saying, you should just do Doug Loves Sleeping, and it's just silence, and see how many how many hardcore fans download it. Post a new one every week.
Just I want to hear the reviews. People be like, I don't think he was really sleeping.
No.
I heard noise.
5 stars. I go to bed with it.
In episode 16, what do you think when he muttered cheese?
What was that about? Probably ate some and was having some issues. Having some sleepy cheese issues. David Huntsberger's album's got a scary alien on the cover of it, which I, you know, I don't expect anything less from you as one of the co-hosts of Captain Spaceship. And
it's not called the
album's called Explosion Land.
Yeah.
Which is, what's that about? Like a theme park that's everyone has diarrhea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't really have to explain.
Got him.
Thank you all for being here. And let's open the floor to questions.
Was that really true about Chicago?
Yeah, the city of Chicago really did sit on its own balls.
Doug, I believe that was a serious question. I'm not happy to answer it. What was the question?
Your track titles.
Are the track titles all the same, really?
The only thing that's wrong is the last track, Turn Back the Pages, is a rare unreleased Chicago song that was only ever done live. So,
but of course, you had to use that.
Had to use it.
That was your track all about a library visit.
Yeah, Turn Back the Pages.
Yeah. Because do those names correspond at all with the material?
No, they are the track listing for the Chicago 13 Expanded Edition Remastered. Plus that additional live track I just spoke of at length.
Is part of the strategy that like somebody might try to download one of those singles?
There's no
Chicago.
Strategy, it's just ridiculousness. It made me laugh 20 years ago that if I ever put out a CD, I would do that. I would pick the poorest selling Chicago album that I, for whatever reason, love, and then I would use that as the track listing. And if anybody ever caught it, good for them.
But you keep giving it away.
Again?
Like, shouldn't it be more of a secret that people catch on to?
I didn't know you people were going to pry into it this long. Yeah?
But you play it off. You go, I don't know. It's
Street Player. That's what that's about. That's track one, by the way, Street Player.
One of the tracks I noticed was called Life Is What It Is.
Life is what it is, and what it's like to be free. That's the way it is. Yeah.
Did that get as big of a laugh when you did it on the album?
Yeah, very strong.
Do you try to squeeze in the track titles like you finished the joke? Hey, life is what it is.
I do. They go, oh, isn't that something, Street Player?
How does Window Dreamin' go?
I'm window dreamin' now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you with more of those. I want to know about every track.
I want to tell you something about Window Dreaming. That's Peter Cetera on vocal doing a character called PC Mobley. He's doing a character on a professionally made album that was released in 1979. He didn't even want to take credit as being the singer. That's PC Mobley, courtesy of the Peter Cetera Vocal Company. Guy's doing character work.
Is it about window shopping?
It's window dreaming, baby. You're looking out the window. Look at that big world out there.
I didn't think window dreaming would be so guttural.
Oh, it's window. That's PC Mobley on vocal.
I didn't think we'd be talking window about dreaming. This for so long.
Come back to me, Doug. I'm more than happy to sing.
Sorry,
those
DC.
Tracks.
I stepped on what you were
saying.
Oh, yeah,
no
saying.
Problem. I was just going to say
I'm going to be in DC next weekend at the Benson Ball on Friday and Saturday doing stand up in Douglas movies.
Doug, that joke was going to save the world. You stepped on it. It was going to inspire some young kid who was going to go on to cure cancer. Now he's not going to be inspired. Guess let's I just hear, have to keep window dreaming.
Jimmy, let's hear a little closer to you.
I just want to be closer to you, yeah, yeah. That was originally written for Stephen Stills. If you want to look up an album just called Stills, Donnie Dacus, who was the guitarist for Chicago at the time, was originally with Stephen Stills. He brought it right over. That's on the expanded, not the original Chicago 13.
How is Henry Rollins in so many music documentaries and Jimmy Pardo in so few?
I know a lot about Chicago 13, and that's it.
If someone knew as much about you as you do about Chicago, how would you feel about that person?
Very comfortable. That's a guy that's committed, he's a fan, and he has respect for a gentleman.
What are the chances of Chicago reaching out, do you think?
Very slim. Very, very slim. I met Peter Cetera once, and he didn't know me from Comedy Central, and it was the greatest day of my life. I said, I don't want to bother you, and he had that look in his eyes like, oh, fuck, this guy's bothering me. And I said, but I grew up listening. He goes, what's your name? And I said, Jimmy. He said, Jimmy what? I go, Jimmy Pardo. He goes, you're a comedian, right? I go, yeah. And he goes, I saw you on Comedy Central. I was like, holy fuck. And I danced down the street. Beverly, right across from the post office right there. He was having lunch with his daughter at a cafe, but I had to bother him because I had never met the man. It was like, I got him.
Mid-meal?
What's that?
Mid-meal?
He was actually walking out to the valet, and you just saw the terror in his eyes. That, oh, what does this guy want? I was going to the tailor to get some pants altered.
Jimmy Pardo from Comedy Central, you got to help them. You got to help me pitch them the PC Mobile.
PC Mobile's got to make a comeback. Hey, what's going on over there? Because I'm window. As a kid, I wished that that was a real thing and I could have been a member of the PC Mobile, Peter Cetera Vocal Company. Like, well, boy, I can sing. Maybe that guy will sign me to that company. By the way, I can't sing.
I wonder if he has a real LLC out there.
I'm going to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
I had a real nice conversation with him once on the street. There's a chance that may happen. Yeah.
So I met Kenny Loggins in an elevator once. And he was like, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm all right.
I was doing the gopher dance.
You guys, we got to do some stuff involving movies. That's why I made that joke. It's what we're here for. Have you been to the movies lately, David? Anything to recommend?
Out to the movies? No. Movie to recommend, though? Yes. Robot and Frank.
Oh, with Frank Langella.
Mm-hmm.
But not, is he Frank in the movie as well?
Yeah.
He doesn't play Robot?
Nope.
And you really like that?
I loved it.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it depends on how you define weird, but I like...
It's like Wall-E, but with people?
That's pretty broad. It's. I don't want to give too much away, because it takes like a...
Yeah, just go see a movie based on the three words, Frank and Robot.
Robot and Frank. Robot gets top billing. He's dynamite.
What kind of fucking agent does Frank Langella have? Goddamn Dracula should have a better agent. He's my favorite Dracula.
He really gets his doors acted off by this robot, who is voiced by... I don't want to give it away.
DC, what a... Have you seen any movies with a robot?
It's not really. I've seen movies, a movie with space-born machines, i.e. Gravity.
You did?
I saw yesterday. Yes.
So great, isn't it?
Yeah. Gravity, originally titled 10-9-8. Oops.
Wait till you hear my gravity working title jokes that I've planned for later. It's weird that we both had those. It's really good.
Did you see it in IMAX? I saw it in like the smaller IMAX, not the big IMAX.
Fucking fake IMAX.
The 3D is actually better, apparently, in those little IMAXs.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah,
I
normally hate 3D. My eyes are kind of screwed up, so it doesn't really work for me. I actually found the 3D to be really non-invasive and really cool. So even if you don't like 3D, I would recommend seeing it.
I saw it 3D on a regular size screen, but it was neat, and I want to see it again in IMAX.
Yeah.
Well. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish you hadn't brought up that movie that everyone's kind of like, oh, we could be at that right now. I don't know why a great movie opened on the same weekend as the Podfest.
Was there a movie years and years ago that involved similar scenes of an astronaut like at the end of a leash. Kind
maybe
of like
John Lithgow in 2010. I think he flips out.
Superman. Space Cowboys?
Superman 2. Oh,
okay. So it's been done a lot.
Space Cowboys. Those nothing happened to those old men. That okay. Move, that new movie with Morgan Freeman
Last
and Kevin
Vegas.
Kline. Yeah, yeah. That just looks like a Space Cowboys in Vegas. Nick Thune, what have you seen lately?
I haven't seen anything in the theaters lately. I did go to the theaters last week and then walk out.
Oh. This popcorn is bullshit.
No, I didn't. I actually didn't go to the theater. I just like looked at the movies and thought, I don't. I almost saw Crash, but I didn't. Is that the movie with the
Crash?
Let me talk about the movies that I almost.
I went into my time machine.
Yes.
Wait a second.
I drove my Rush. DeLorean Rush. To the theater.
Crush. No, Rush.
Oh.
I saw Rush and didn't.
Right. That's Rush and Crash.
Can you,
are
I can
two
talk
different,
about that.
That's a different thing.
But then I saw the. Last night I watched The World Ends with Seth Rogen, or what's it called? The
This is the End.
This is the End. Yes. The World
some,
Ends.
Some
no,
people
no,
are
this
calling
is The World's End.
Rush,
this is The World's End, and I saw that too.
Not just the best movie of this year, but any year. I heard that about Rush.
From
that
a,
wasn't
from a
enough
good friend or on the radio?
Mostly the radio.
good Jim, friend told
Jimmy,
me.
You want to weigh in on this topic?
I have not seen those movies.
All right, then, in that case, give us a little of Runaway.
Runaway, leave all your world behind you. I don't like being put on the spot, but I think I'm delivering.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. That's the most recent movie I saw.
Oh, yeah, I don't see any movie that has Meatballs 2 in the title. That's way too big a laugh for a joke I did on last week's show. Are you guys paying attention?
This will
get
surprise
the meatballs
you.
Out of your ears.
Chris Makepeace was at the movie theater.
What?
Yeah, he was there.
What does he look like now?
He wasn't there.
I was so excited. You saw
I would love to see Chris Makepeace today, though. I'd like to know what that kid's up to.
I saw that probably movie way, way back, and I was like, hey, this kid's like the new Chris Makepeace, and you know, nobody cares because nobody knows the old Chris Makepeace.
He was good though. My Bodyguard, the other things he did.
Yeah, I heard he was like three and out.
But he was good. I liked him. He was a likable kid. With
solid, yeah.
Chris Makepeace has the same game. Agent as Robot.
I'm going to get that.
That's great.
Makepeace. That's a good last name.
Yeah, it's like Indian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Makepeace. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what David says when he comes.
Oh, perfect.
What's happening here? Jimmy's presenting Nick with a chair that's also to put his drink on.
That's yours.
And Jimmy's got
thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy's got a water. Usually water drinkers aren't so concerned about having a table for it.
We need to tilt that.
Yeah, we got to put this back.
There we go. We're in.
All right.
All right, guys, we're good.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Showtime.
That was like that reminded me of you. Tell us a little bit about your days as a roadie with Chicago.
It was the Chicago 16 tour, and we started at Poplar Creek. That's in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. We just really had a great time.
Is it true that your middle name is Yes And?
My pleasure.
This is an improv for humans. This is scripted. Let's play a round of love, like, hate, like. I thought we should do it in honor of Gravity, the great new movie. But I thought, you know what, if we say Alfonso Cuarón, my answer every time is going to be love, because I love everything he does. And if we say Sandra Bullock, my answer is going to be hate every time.
You're not a fan.
I don't like the movie she's in. I'm a fan of her.
Blindside?
Love her. Mm-mm.
Speed?
Oh, okay. That you, of course, that was the first one.
Speed 2.
Yeah. Jesse James?
What? It's not a movie. But anyway, we're not playing with her name, so stop yelling out names of her movies.
I was just going to say, as far as Sandra Bullock goes, I won't see any movie that has Congeniality 2 in the title.
I actually won a Mr. Congeniality Award.
What?
In a high school comedy contest.
In a contest about being funny, you won nicest?
I won.
It's sounding to me like everyone won some sort of award.
I was the last one with no awards. So they hooked me up.
They hooked me up.
So since he's in it, and he's, you know, he's a great actor, and he's made some great films and some other ones that I don't care for as much, let's play this with the game, with the films of George Clooney. So the idea is we'll start with David and work down the row. You just each category, just tell me the one. You have to pick one movie. You can pass once if you want to, you know, not say that you hate something because you want to have a film career or something. Well, we'll start with love. What's a George Clooney movie that you love, David Huntsberger?
He does that, like, Ron Whitey kind of grin a lot. It just bugs me. It's like a half grin.
I don't think you're really answering my question.
At all.
I'm trying to filter through that. I guess I would say Ocean's 11. I think I love
it. You love it.
I think so, yeah. I watch it when it's on. It's one of those movies you want to feel like, I like this enough. But then when it's on, you're like, this is pretty good. And you just like, keep watching it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's where I'm at with all the Ocean's movies. But the Ocean's 11, you'll see in a second. What's one that you love, DC?
What's one that I love?
Mm-hmm.
DCP. I'm going to say Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
You love it.
I love it. Absolutely.
Even the part where they're like machine gunning a cow or whatever?
Especially that part.
Oh, okay.
I hate cows.
Nick, what do you think?
For love. I was going to say good night, good luck.
That one, of course, was in black and white, so that's where they lost me. Because I don't go to movies to read.
or to think about racial issues.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you think?
You know, I know it's... I could actually use this for both hate and love. I love the book, so I talked myself into loving the movie, The Perfect Storm. I enjoyed that.
It's a good book?
Oh, it's one of the best books I've ever read in my life. That's a true statement. I enjoy books.
Chicago and books.
Right? Look at this whack job.
He likes them. That's how you know it's that good.
You're right. I tell you, I like the genre of book.
Yeah, so that's how you know that this is
a book. You know, I mean this one.
Jimmy, if you ever write a book, will you name it after Chicago's 13th book?
Yes.
Great.
I wasn't that crazy about The Perfect
Storm.
No,
it's not that good. But I loved it. I like anything that has a big wave.
They should have called it a...
I really do.
So you like Big Wednesday?
I like the Day After Tomorrow. I love that, even though that stinks, but there's a lot of water. I like Waterworld. I like anything about the sea. I love the sea.
Blue Crush?
What?
Blue Crush?
Blue Crush. Is that ocean related?
Yeah.
Or open water. Open water is kind of the gravity
open
of the ocean.
Open water's okay. I got no problem with open water.
Jimmy, what was your favorite part of the book, The Old Man and the Sea?
The Old Man.
Did really? I?
Really? Yeah.
That's a great old man if he tops the sea.
Yeah.
And you know, I love the sea.
I love the sea and the old man.
And the old man, he didn't fucking take second billing to the goddamn sea like Frank and the robot.
He's not like Jella.
Robot and the Sea. That's a short movie.
For my love, I had trouble. I wrote down two, Out of Sight and Up in the Air.
You love both of those.
And I realized part of what I love about both of them, I think, is that they were both working titles for Gravity.
I like both those.
Yeah, yeah. They're good, solid films. But I'm cheating by picking two, so I'm gonna go with Out of Sight because it's really a tremendous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite Soderbergh movie, also probably. Now we got to go through the like category. So this is one that you're just kind of, you know, you like it okay. Kind of sounds that's how you were on your last one.
Yeah, I think I think it's that grin thing. I don't know that I have ever loved any like.
Do you like a guy who cocks his head? What are you about to really?
So
about to give you the news. Look, here's what's up. He cocks his head a little bit because he'll do that sometimes.
That's one of his.
Dr. Doug Ross was a head cocker.
That was his title at the hospital.
I would say a like.
Dr. Headcocker?
I don't...
Paging Dr. Headcocker.
You have cancer?
He's not David Spade.
Still, James cancer. Meth cancer. I'll just say Ocean's 11 is my like because the next two movies made me so furious that they downgraded Ocean's 11 a little bit for me, but I'll watch any of the three of them anytime they're on television.
Okay.
So
I recognize them as individual entities.
Yeah. What do you got? Like maybe like
a like would
like
be
Syria.
Oh my god!
I just fucking remembered my favorite one.
Yeah, that's it.
I haven't seen Michael that's Clayton, and so I feel like that's one that I would really like. But I would say
that's good.
I would say a like
as to which ones you
burn
buy.
After reading.
You like that?
Oh. Yeah, I liked it.
A lot of people liked it. For me, it was just a little too strenuous. Yeah. Everyone seemed to be trying very hard.
That's why I like it. I didn't love it. It's just written that.
But I can't believe I forgot Three Kings. Yeah, I fucking love Three Kings.
Yeah.
What's your like, DC?
I would keep it with the Coen Brothers theme and say Intolerable Cruelty.
Interesting. Yeah, not a lot of support on that.
No. A guy sounded dizzy. He was like, a guy went, aw.
Yeah. That guy was mad it even came up.
Yeah.
Please, can we not?
Why'd you have to do that? I'm going to be up all night unless I listen to some of Doug sleeping.
Doug loves snoozing.
I think there's
the
a
theme
part
song
of,
to be whispered, though.
I think there's a part of everyone, though, that is kind of curious. Like, do you do, like, little...
Wait, you think everyone's kind of curious about if I make noises?
They'd give it one run. One episode, I think people would listen to it.
So now I got to really record myself sleeping.
Yeah.
I was just going to fake it.
Yeah.
I was going to be wide awake through the whole
just
goddamn
edit
thing.
Edit it. Edit that 8 or 9 hours into a greatest hits.
Highlights.
And yeah.
Doug loves thinking, wouldn't it be too bad?
A series of snorts.
Just
which Clooney movie do you like, Nick?
The Descendants.
Yeah! That one, I like that movie more every time I see it. Because I think the first time I saw it, I kind of been misled that it would be like as funny as that director's other movies, Alexander Payne, and it was probably his most serious and not that funny. But
Matthew
it was
Lillard,
really
too.
Good.
I was interested by him in it.
You were interested?
Yeah.
You were like, "What's Shaggy up to now?"
Yeah.
If you see him leaving a cafe on Beverly,
that was Lillard.
That felt like a Lillard scream, like building. A real scream moment. With Lillard.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts
I've
of
seen
podcasters.
Him day drinking. I've seen him day drinking at a couple places around town. So I was glad to see he's still making it in movies.
Jimmy, you're up.
Hi, Doug. I'm going to, if I may.
Please.
I'm going to do a flippity-flop here. I'm going to say love Three Kings. I'm going to throw that in love and like Perfect Storm. I'm going to do a little flip-flop.
The wave! The wave!
I know, but Three Kings, the sand, it looked wave-like. So I think it's okay
totally,
if I make the switch,
totally
guys.
Wave-ish. All right.
You vehemently defended The Perfect Storm and then just threw it right under the bus.
Yeah, but I forgot about Three. I also forgot about Syria. There's a lot of good Clooney out there.
I hate Ocean's 13, and here's why. Because they said that they were going to make up to us Ocean's 12 with Ocean's 13, and then Ocean's 13 was worse than Ocean's 12, in my opinion. David?
I've come to expect that from the third entry. No, sorry about that second one. We figured it out now. Garbage.
They did not
always
have to, they did not have to do that with Spider-Man or Godfather, but please answer my question.
Okay, what I hate?
Which
I'll just piggyback on DC. I feel like I hated Intolerable Cruelty.
This is going to get ugly.
Yeah. The guy in the audience feels avenged.
I didn't get any sort of
thank
like,
you, David
yes.
Huntsberger.
The funniest part was that one weird guy with the poodle on his lap testifying and being a silly weirdo. Remember that guy?
It's been a while since I've seen it.
That's why you like it.
Is that the one with Zeta Jones? I can't even think of. Is that
was the one with Zeta Jones, yeah.
Just asking, you'd like to know what's
I can't
going
believe
on.
Her and Michael Douglas couldn't make
sad,
it work.
Sad, right? Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
I don't remember a ton about his Batman, or else I'd choose that. The Clooney Batman.
Oh, that's not a bad
you
call.
Don't, you don't need to see that to hate it. Just
I
fucking
did see
pile
it,
on. Everybody hates that. It's really awful. I'm now sad. I should have picked that instead of Ocean 13. What about you guys? Who are we on next for hate? DC?
I'm going to go ahead and pick Batman and Robin. Thank you for that. I was sitting here racking my brains for a Clooney movie that I hate, and that is really... terrible. The only thing that gets me through watching that movie, if I've ever had to watch it, is imagining Uma Thurman like leaving work and then going and hanging out with. She's in.
So you like to imagine that she's in a movie that she's not even in.
Yeah.
To get you through that movie.
Yeah.
She was Poison Ivy in.
That was also my favorite thing about Schindler's List.
In the Batman
movie. I was like, Uma Thurman's not in this, thank God.
She was in the Val Kilmer.
She's still alive. She was in the third one? She was in the fourth one, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's
you're
Poison
right.
Ivy.
She was,
thank
yeah.
you, podcasters.
With Dr. Freeze. Dr. Freeze was in that one, and he takes up all my mind space with his horrible freezing puns.
Yeah, you're talking about Mr. Freeze?
What I call him, Dr. Freeze?
You give him a
yeah, doctor, yeah, he yeah. went to school with Bill Cosby.
Several things will make people shout out in a crowd, and Dr. Freeze made this guy go, no, he didn't go to medical school.
I'm from the American Medical Association, and I'm shutting this podcast down.
Nick, do you hate any George Clooney movies?
No, is it that I hate what George Clooney does in the movie or the movie as a whole?
Either, but probably the movie as a whole.
Well, I guess I'm going to put Burn After Reading there. It just that didn't never really, I never liked it.
Yeah, that's...
It's so, like, just, it panicked me a little bit. And I don't like the cheating on the wife thing. I don't like that as a backstory. Because I've been, you know, cheating.
You are
on.
Mr. Congeniality, aren't you?
So sweet.
So sweet, Nick.
Yeah.
Jimmy?
You know, I think I want to lean that same way. I think that movie annoyed me. What's the other one? The Goat Face? What was the name of that one?
Men Who Stare at Goats.
The Men Who Stare at
Goats. You're the source of Jim Brewer's Goat Boy, the movie.
I apologize. I saw Jim Brewer stand up. That's what I was thinking of. You're right. DC, thank you for the assist.
You know, I don't think I hated that goat. I think I talked myself into. I think I try to convince myself I like most movies, but I'll go with that. The Burn After that, I think it made me angry. Right, that Frances McDormand, she's in that.
Yeah.
I don't know what character
she's
that
a
is.
Delight.
She's
in
that.
Tilda Swinton,
National Treasure.
The wall in that movie.
There's what? Like the David Rash character and the other guy.
Just Malkovich alone going, he's a fucking Mormon, is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
And at least
I
liked it.
I recommend I Red 2, because that's all he says over and over again. He's a fucking Mormon.
Oh, he's horrible.
I used to love him.
Oh, most overrated actor in the history of Hollywood.
Have you seen Death
clown.
Of a Salesman?
In the Line of Fire?
He's
of Mice and Men?
He's good in that. But he's in Rounders.
Being John Malkovich. Oh. You're in my head, man. It's great.
The top horseshit. Is he here?
He might be.
Yeah, he's doing Malkovich files across the hallway.
I switched seats with him on a plane once, so he could sit with his wife, and he was very nice about it.
You're a nice man, Doug.
You know, it was Malkovich.
You were seating John Malkovich.
The movie that you.
Which, by the way, I would see over being John Malkovich. Just you on a Vine video going, yeah, go ahead and sit there. I love it.
Certainly takes up a lot less of your time.
Right?
So what's the one that you, you know, you hate that you like it?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nobody loves this game.
I think Perfect Storm might have been Jimmy's. You might have jumped,
yeah, Perfect Storm for me.
You might have jumped the gun on that.
Perfect Storm, yeah. Good to go.
Yeah, yeah, probably a Perfect Storm. It seems like The Notebook in that regard. It's such a cheesy kind of love story. Let's take that hill kind of a thing, and then she's crying at the end. I can still feel him, or whatever.
But what about when he makes love to Mark Wahlberg?
What's his name
in that, though? That John Hawks? He's always good.
I think it's a good movie. I don't know that there's one that I hate that I love it. I guess right. I put that one in.
This game's gone on for too long anyway, so no reason to you know, beat yourself up about it. DC,
I'm gonna pass just because I can't. I should have used Batman and Robin for this one because it does go over the top, and you do kind of end up liking it for how just ridiculously it's like this the. I don't know. It's really. I don't know. I'm done. I'm done, Doug. I couldn't think of any other George Clooney movies that I remotely.
Would you like to be a stalactite? I thought you stalagmite.
So that will be Doug's next album's When Doug Comes bit. And yeah, that's it for me.
Nick.
I was actually going to say the Batman.
Perfect. Yeah. Jimmy?
I got Perfect Storm.
Okay, we're done.
I said Ocean's 12 because I'll sit there and if it's on cable, I will sit there and watch it. But it just makes me angry.
Is it the acrobatics?
That Julia Roberts, her character, they think she looks like Julia Roberts so that she pretends to be Julia Roberts. Yeah, and the guy over the lasers, it's like, okay, we get it. He dances around those fucking lasers for like 5 minutes. And this the movie's already over when that scene happens.
Yeah.
And when Bruce Willis comes in.
Yeah. That was the part I was talking about a second ago. Because that's who they...
I'm still thinking about that part.
That's who they have to trick that he... That yeah. She, yeah. Ugh.
He's good in it.
God bless him, though. They're all very talented, and I love a lot of their work. That was the part of the show where I have to say, you know, about the real games. Let the games begin! Take back your ballroom! This is the part where everybody shows us their name tags, and each gentleman on the panel picks a name tag, and while they do that, we'll
do this.
What are we going to do? We'll be right back! All right, we're back, and I'm going to make a vine, and David, tell me who you're playing for.
It just says Shaun of the Dead, so I believe it's Shaun.
But it's the helicopter from last year, that piece of shit.
Why are you rewarding it? You're rewarding a guy that ruined your show last year.
I'm doing what?
He's rewarding him by picking the helicopter guy.
That's what rebel comedians like David Huntsberger, that's the kind of shit they pull.
That's what they do.
I figured I would take it out of the air, defuse the situation.
Good call, David.
And possibly and win prizes for that guy.
Because he's learned his lesson. It's a second chance opportunity. He flew it up here like a gentleman, landed it. And I said, all right, I didn't have it figured out last year.
I'm just so glad you weren't able to find a baby. Because the baby was more of a distraction than the helicopter. Who are you playing for, DC?
I believe I'm playing for Emma. Yes, I'm playing for Emma, and her name tag is multi-part. It has the poster for the Gwyneth Paltrow movie Emma with Doug Benson written on it a bunch of times. And then she has a poster for Iron Maron, which is Mark Maron as Iron Man. And I picked it because it reminded me of one of the most traumatic podcasting experiences of my life when I was on Doug Loves Movies and Mark and Kumail had like...
No, they went after each other.
And...
I think the list of people that are willing to be on with Kumail is getting really short. Because that guy, he doesn't hold back. What do you got, Nick?
Jason.
Nice. Jason Mask and Jason. And Jimmy?
This young man, I'm playing for this gentleman. Again, I won't let him sit up here, but he won't take his shirt off. It's Spatula Dave. I'm playing for Spatula Dave.
Okay. Guy with the shirt. And the vine is just you pointing to someone in the audience.
Like that's going to get more hits than Jason Nash, I guarantee it. That's not a slime on Jason. Jason's are so good that one is going to top how great his are. I love Jason Nash's vines, in case nobody's understanding what I'm saying. Mainly because it's everything I say sounds like I'm shitting on things.
Well, it's good to know how black people do things and how white people do things.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait,
what's happening?
That's all of Vine.
I live in Baldwin Hill, so I do not take to that, what you just said, very kindly. I live in a neighborhood where I'm the minority. So are you insulting me or my neighbors, Nick?
All of them.
The drink fairy brought me a drink. Thank you so much for that, whoever
Matt Bonner
did
treats.
Shoot.
L.A. Pod.
There's a
team
with a snack in here.
That drink was brought to you by Squarespace.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm vining you guys. It's
bag
happening.
Bag of chips? Anybody? I'm dying.
If there's any chance I could get a Heineken, I'd be into that.
I need a bag of chips.
We need a bag of chips.
Might
and
as well
Heineken.
Bring up Heineken for everybody.
A pretzel rod.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the chips blew up immediately.
Oh, those aren't chips.
Sweet mother of God.
You can't. Dude, that guy came at me like a specter. Did you see that? That was like a wall of sound. That was Phil Spector coming at me. What are those, young man?
Trail mix.
Did I say trail mix or did I say chips?
Chips over here. Thank you. Thank you, Darcy.
You can't come at a dude like that and then not have what he asked for.
Oh, I hate both of those. Thank you. Those are up.
Jesus! Jesus! We found our snack.
You switched name tags?
No, I got a
name tag. And there's Doritos. There are like five people in here with chips.
Thank you, though. I don't like barbecue. There's something about it's fake.
They don't, I don't know if you know this, they don't really barbecue those chips. No. Are these edible? Am I able to eat these? I understand what cheese is.
They're unopened cheeses, for Christ's sake.
What sort of authentication do you need for a cracker to be cheesed sufficiently that you'll eat it?
You know it's safe when the guy says, it's unopened.
Yeah, you're good.
Barbecue chips,
go ahead,
barbecue.
Go ahead, Lydia. Drink up.
Don't worry about it. It's unopened. Now help me get this chair into the back of this van. What are you, like a comedian?
See, this is how the... How are they? Are they good Cheez-Its?
Hey, want some?
Yeah, use your microphone voice.
Yeah, want some?
Sure.
Bottle of water.
Made with real cheese.
Boy, those are good.
Yeah.
That's a nice Cheez-It.
Yeah, and they're resealable, so the next thing you go to, you can just be like,
they're open, but they're resealable.
Oh, that's good. That's a good crack.
Fucking creep. There you go. Pass them back.
Come on, guys.
And these are new?
Yeah. That's been confirmed.
Every podcaster in America ate some of these Cheez-Its. Jonah Ray wasn't there, but I'm going to hang on to him for next year.
Oh, Sugar Ray? Is that what you said?
Wait, who?
Who'd you say?
Jonah Ray?
I thought you said Sugar Ray, and I still loved it.
He got excited.
Every morning there's Sugar a Cheez-It hanging from my...
I didn't understand it, and I still loved it. Yeah, Sugar Ray wasn't there. Of course not.
If you don't know who Jonah Ray is, you should just Bing it. So,
bottle of water!
You've got a bottle.
It's not. It's going to be empty in a moment.
Let's play a round of Build a Title.
Thank you for those chips.
It's been a while. You guys know how this works. I give you a title, and then you just add titles to it at the beginning or the end.
I have to add a title from another movie to the title that it comes to me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's start with you.
Start with me?
Yeah, we'll start with Jimmy. I wanted to do this on the show with you and Kumail and Randy the other day, and we didn't get to
that
it.
That was never
going to
happen.
Yeah. It's hard to get to things on that show. I wanted to use, because Randy's very concerned about the fish. I mean, he was less so when I brought it up to him face-to-face in a forum for him to talk about it. But
this is Randy Newman we're talking about?
Yes.
You say Sugar Ray? What if that's all I ever heard?
Sugar Ray's podcast is terrible.
That's not surprising.
Randy Newman was on. We tried to play Build a Title, but he just wanted to talk about cars. Being in them. I was thinking
that's Gary Newman.
Gary Newman. Fuck.
I was like, does Randy Newman have a song in the movie Cars?
No.
He does have the Pixar.
He has one in Toy Story 2, so shut up.
You got a car in me. When the road looks rough ahead, that makes sense, because I'm a car. He and John Malkovich could travel together, as far as I'm concerned.
Randy Jimmy, Newman. How does Street Player go? How's Street Player?
Because I'm a street player. I'm a street player. I'll tell you something. It's one of the most sampled songs in history. You know that song, Da Bomb? And then Pitbull sampled it as well, Street Player. So there's some trivia. Street sounds swirling through my mind. They sample that part in other songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You said that you're not a great singer.
Pitbull. And you're going to agree?
No, what I'm saying is what you're doing right now would maybe be the equivalent of a comedian that loved Jimmy Pardo butchering all your jokes.
Did the spirit of Kumail just enter you?
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm just wondering that. I wasn't trying to slide him.
I said I'm not good, so you can't shit on a guy that says he's bad.
No, I'm not.
Here, you hold no fucking water.
I'm not shitting on you. That was taken out of...
He's not saying you're a bad singer. He's just saying you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's like the least inspiring bumper sticker ever. You can't shit on a guy who says he's bad.
Right?
It's the second worst to Coming Soon.
Oh, no. That gets nothing?
That was pretty solid, though. Like, if people had laughed at your thing, it wouldn't have seemed as bad.
Chip down. Yeah, chip down. Chip down.
Three-second rule.
Streets are swirling.
Jimmy, the starter title
yeah.
is Blackfish. It's a great motion
good
movie.
I beg of you. I apologize, because I've never played this game.
You need a movie that ends. You need to think of a movie that ends with the word black or begins with the word fish.
Men in Blackfish.
Yes.
Just lost my balance. Did you see that? Went to do a bow and couldn't stand up.
All right, so Nick, you need a movie that ends with men or begins with fish.
Men in Black Fish called Wanda.
Yeah,
thank you guys so much. I appreciate coming out. Santa Monica, thank you.
Coming soon.
I was hoping someone would say Fish Tar. But I will accept.
It's not a real. It's not a real thing.
Doug, Men in Black Fish called Juan Double Indemnity.
Is that that's acceptable?
Jimmy, I'm a street player, baby.
Streets are swirling through DC's my eye.
So, I am curious. How did you pull that off? Juan.
Duh. Bull Indemnity.
And that's acceptable in this game?
Yes. It sounds like my dad talking yes. to my mom. And that's acceptable in this house? Okay, great.
We're going to let that happen?
We're going to let him grow his hair as long as he wants.
Let that sort of thing slide? Okay.
Just want to know the rules. I don't want to know.
Yeah. So, David, you've got to, Men in Black Fish Tar. No, Men in Black Fish called Juan Double Indemnity. Double Menemity.
Watch Men in Black Fish called Juan Double nice. Indemnity.
Watchmen, yeah.
Is A Fish Called Wanda respected as a film? Is it?
Like, I think so.
Yeah, it's very good.
The Benson Ball, where I'm going to be next weekend, is named after the dude that laughed so hard at a Monty Python sketch that he died.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or no, at Fish Called Wanda, actually, not Monty Python sketch.
I don't care for that guy.
You don't. What was, don't he, what was he laughing at? Wanda? Kevin Kline getting run over by a.
That was a funny scene.
Yeah. Doing the yeah. Italian voice over and over.
I don't know. It's a fun
it's
movie.
It's called a character.
It's a fun movie, David.
Yeah, like,
it's a real fun movie.
Didn't,
we're not playing Hate this. Like Love, Hate Like No More.
Okay, sorry. I've moved on.
But whose turn is it?
Yours.
I have to play?
Yeah.
Shit. No, Jimmy, you need something that ends in watch.
No. You're playing.
I am? Since when?
You don't just sit back and, you know... I don't have one,
okay.
So you're gonna play.
All right. End of Watchmen.
Oh, you fuck!
In Black Fish,
oh, okay.
Called Juan Double Indemnity.
All right.
T.
The end of Watchmen. In Black.
I don't care. I don't care for what you're doing right
it's
now.
It's the end. The Burt Reynolds movie. The end.
So, and you think that someone else come up with a movie that ends in the? Oh, I got one. Knights of Rodantha.
I'm beginning to think these cheeses are laced. I'm having a tough time.
Oh yeah, you should have. You know, when people offer food at my shows, it has weed in it, Jimmy.
Even unopened Cheez-Its.
Weed gives you allergies.
We injected THC into them through the bag. We didn't even have to open it.
Make your jokes. I'm dying.
It really is.
And then when the weed gives you munchies, you can go, whoops, already ate.
So you're not happy with the end? You're not happy with that?
No, we're fine. I added to it already.
Good to go?
Yeah. So we have Knights of Rodanthe, the end of Watchmen in Black Fish called Juan Double Indemnity. Nick? Okay, so Nick's
what was the
out.
Last? What does it end on?
It has to end on end.
No, On the.
Oh,
right?
Oh no, right. Oh, Rodan. Knights. Knights.
Oh, Knights. Okay. Yeah.
Bam.
A lot of Knights.
Yep. Easy. Don't try. Don't you dare try to Talladega Knights, because that's got a colon and it's the legend of Ricky Bobby. We're talking full titles here, bitches.
But we know what does it have to begin with on the backside? I missed that.
T, indemnity.
Indemnity. T?
Indemnity.
Indemnity?
Yeah. Or so you could go, you know, indemnity shack or indemnity busters. No, oh. There's none that work that way, but you can use the T at the end.
Yeah, to use in the word.
A movie that begins with T.
Yeah.
I can think of two. Indemnity
Terminator 2. Does that count?
Oh, I like T2.
You were so close.
Don't
you
sound
so
right,
close.
Baby.
You know, the Terminator's not right, huh?
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm out?
Yes. DC.
Leaving Thune.
Knights.
Well done.
My pleasure. Knights in Rodantha. End of Watchmen in Blackfish.
Show off.
Did I get it wrong?
No, you don't have to read the whole thing, really.
Oh, okay. Men in Black, and then what happens?
Fish Called Juan.
Fish Called Juan, Double Indemnity Team America World Police.
Yeah! This guy's unbeatable!
Boy, oh boy, he may be. That's good stuff. You should be proud, DC.
Boogie Nights.
Thank you,
Rodantha.
Wait, what did you say, Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights, yeah.
Atta boy.
Do I have to play now, Jimmy, or can you get back in? What's happening?
My choices are on Either Ren or Boogie, and then what's the other side?
Police.
Oh, all right, here, Police Squad. Well, thank you. Don't condescend to me. This woman just condescended.
Very good. You're doing very well, young man. Enjoy your Cheez-Its, little fella.
What's the full title on that one?
Police Squad. The naked
guy in the ice. No.
Immediate no.
I am the expert on all things Frank Drebin.
Police Squad, the naked gun. That's still wrong?
No.
Am I out?
Yeah, you're out.
Go fuck yourselves. this woman said I was very good. How dare you? How dare you take away her condescending tone to me? You sound great. Love it.
Nick, what do you got?
Been married 15 years. I'm like,
I'm out.
Oh, okay. I don't care what you have. DC?
Wait, so what's Police Squad called?
Yeah, the movie's not called Police Squad.
The TV show was.
Yes.
Damn me to hell.
Do you got anything that begins with police or ends with boogie?
I'm going to guess that, like, I'm going to just say it's not right. Cause it's not a movie. But what if there was a movie called Uptown Boogie? Doesn't that sound good? Right? There must be. Uptown Boogie. They were making so many movies in the 70s, Doug. One of them has to be called Uptown Boogie. I'm out. I'm done.
I don't know. I think you're in.
Thank you.
Jimmy liked that
Jimmy
one.
Thinks I'm in.
What do you think, David? Can you polish this off? And
what about
it
Police
home?
Academy?
It was right there.
Gutenberg looking you right in the face.
Police Academy, that's ridiculous. Now, Uptown Boogie, there's a film.
Okay, David, it's you and me now. So, Police Academy, me, myself, and Dupree.
Hey, Doug, back that up.
Oh, you're out, baby.
Yeah.
It's me, myself, and Irene?
Yeah.
Me.
There's no, it's
you,
me, Dupree,
me, and Dupree.
You, me, and Dupree.
Yeah.
So, David's our winner.
All right.
You did it.
Need it.
Did you have anything that you were going to add?
Of me, Police Academy Balls 2, to bring it back around full circle.
I should have just let that happen instead of showing off with my stupid ampersand movie. me and Marley. He should have. I mean, he narrates it. Marley hardly says a word the whole movie. He should get top billing.
I can't get a good enough signal to Google Uptown Boogie.
Can anyone go on their IMDb app, Uptown Boogie?
There's no way.
It's not there?
Oh, you can't?
No. I've just been told it's not there.
It's not a movie.
Why Uptown?
Because that's where you boogie, David. Have you never boogied?
I boogied.
You boogie uptown.
What are people doing downtown?
They jive. Uptown boogie, downtown jive.
Yep. Go to downtown.
I guess you haven't seen my bumper sticker. Uptown
Jimmy, what are they doing?
The phantom of the podcast.
Why does that guy do that? It frightens everybody in this room when he does it.
How does Paradise Alley go, Jimmy?
Paradise Alley, gonna take it to the paradise, take it to the paradise.
Paradise Alley.
Are these the choruses?
What?
These are the choruses.
That
too
is the most
choruses.
Intriguing to me. Are you saving that till the end?
Again, I'm put on the spot here. I'm very nerve-wracked by it.
What, yeah, David?
It seems to be tearing
you up. I feel like track two on that has the silliest title to me. I was wondering if you were waiting
Mama,
to...
Mama Take?
Mama Take just a little bit. Mama Take just a little bit of my heart.
All right.
Weirdo singing... Singers,
Mama Take is my least favorite Tyler Perry character. More of a Madea man.
Do you shuffle the album when you listen to it, or do you go straight through every
My
time?
Own album?
Yeah.
If you're shuffling my album, you're an idiot. That's a straight through, baby. That's a one shot. Pull over. Finish it up before you get in the house. You know what I mean?
All right, we've got 23 minutes to get through the Leonard Maltin game.
Love it.
Because all you folks need a nice little break before the big Podmash stand-up show on this very stage tonight that I'm looking forward to being very, very drunk and high for. And since David won the Leonard Maltin, he's going to get to go first. And then we'll... you won the last game. Yeah. You get to go first, Leonard
Maltin. Is this the actual game that they are winning, that they win the prize for?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was just a warm-up to determine who would go first
great
in,
job.
In the Leonard Maltin game. I had another game ready to go, but we ran out of time.
Strong show.
With all the proper edits, it will be, yes.
Just like your sleep podcast. It's all on after. Post-production.
I snore a little bit. That's embarrassing. I don't want to make a podcast of me snoring. I'll cut those parts out.
But that's what the people
I'll
want.
Just leave the quiet parts.
It's what the people wanted, this hypothetical podcast. Love that he's selling you on it.
David gets to pick a category in the Leonard Maltin game. Would you like The Spectacular Now? And that's movies that are in theaters now, that classic category, but got 80% or better on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Yes, this is the cream of the current crop. Or at Brodeo, B-R-O-D-A-E-O, suggested Mauled to Death. And that's movies with Gretchen Mol or that are in a mall. And as suggested by one of my favorite Twitter names, Santa Gaga Bieber. Category's not that great, but I like saying Santa Gaga Bieber. Papers, Please. And that's movies that have the word paper in the title. So it narrows it down considerably.
Mall
there's only about a dozen of those. Oh, you like Gretchen Mol or malls? Okay.
I like bears.
This is... Well, you're going to... I'm just double-checking. Pretty sure there's no bears in either of these. Would you like a movie where someone is mauled or Gretchen Mol appears in it from 1996 or 1978?
96.
Okay. This movie gets 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. He says it's the story of a frustrated young actress. And he says that it's done in by predictability. And it's a vivid depiction of a certain world from 1996.
You cannot give that world?
Hmm?
The world is Pandora.
You know, if you want to give it away like that, because Gretchen Mol was great in Avatar, and of course it did take place in a mall. I forgot to say or both, but I don't know.
Can it be movies that were shown in a mall?
This was shown in a mall, at least one. And the number of names that Leonard lists are 8, 10, 13, 16, 19, 20 names.
Jesus.
Yeah,
my
20
goodness.
Names for this movie. From the year is 1996.
I'll say...
Mall or Gretchen Mall?
Nine names.
Oh, boy. That is a bold opening bid, no DC. Kidding. What are you going to do with that, DC? If David wins, please make the helicopter take off at that moment. You don't have the thing anymore?
I don't want to get yelled at by you.
I'm not going to yell at you. Aww. I just asked you to do it, you fuck.
Helicopters turn Doug into Joe Pesci.
Please.
You find the helicopter, you fuck! It's got the rotors that go round and round! Got him in his fucking face!
Doug, I don't... This is the wrong thing to do, but I think if it's what I think it is, then I'll be right. That was the least statement ever made. It was the least statement. I'm gonna say zero names.
My God.
Jimmy, we're going to... it's too exciting to just roll into the next bid. Can we have a few little bit of Aloha Mama?
Aloha Mama. Mama, don't you treat me right. Aloha Mama.
Again, PC Mobley on the vocal.
Why do they go from Mama Take to Aloha Mama? Mama take too much?
Mama Take just Aloha, Mama Take just a little bit. I do a mashup.
You're the girl talk of Chicago.
So, Nick, confirmed. You know how this works. You can go into negative names. That could secure you a spot in the Tournament of Championships if you win the category this round with a negative name names and then win the whole thing. It's complicated. Or you could just hope that DC doesn't have the right answer and just ask him to name it.
Because if I do, I do have the right answer. But if I don't, I'm wrong.
So it's either one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Least statement made ever.
Okay. Okay, so let me just get this straight. If I go a negative name, that means that if I know the movie, which I damn well do, I know that.
So then say, like, negative one, then you got to name the top billed person in the movie. If you say negative two, you need top two billed, and this is according to Leonard Maltin and not mm-hmm. according necessarily to the
credits of the film. And in Happy Gilmore, he had Christopher McDonald ahead of Carl Weathers.
Yeah, he's never going to let this go.
It's absurd. Oh, yeah.
The villain above the guy who's not in the whole movie because he dies, that's reasonable billing, David.
So what can I do to not be... done.
Huh?
What can I do to not be done? Or do I is it either not now or never right
it
now?
It seems like kind of an end moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it Happy Gilmore?
How do I pass it on?
You could, well, since you claim to know it, negative one shouldn't be too difficult, and then that'll put Jimmy in a position of having to either go negative two or ask you to name it. But, you know, like I said, DC might not even know what it is.
You got a decision to make.
Do you want to hit the final shot, mm-hmm. or do you want to pass to Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr's a good player.
Yeah. I like
Steve, and I also don't mind an assist.
I like Steve Nash's vines.
That was a joke for no one.
Uh huh. And now I'm questioning the exact name of the movie.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm gonna.
Doubt sets in.
Yeah.
Just do something for.
Yeah. Oh, all right. All right, I'm going to say negative one.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Now, just so I'm clear.
While you're thinking about this,
what do you do?
You might want to give us a little Life Is What It Is.
I already gave you that one.
You did?
Life is what it is, and what you want to be free.
Okay, that's then. The way it loser is. With a broken heart.
Nothing more than a loser with a broken heart.
Yeah.
So if you're
saving my favorite title for last, I think we've done.
What
all
I think
one.
Is strange is if you just pick someone out of the crowd that had never heard Chicago, told them that title, their guess I feel would be pretty close to what.
And again, the lowest selling album there. Chicago 14 may have sold less, but that. Oh no, there's one left. There's one song left. Doug, you forgot one.
No, I said I'm saving it for the end.
Oh, attaboy. Yeah. Close it up.
Good call.
I like that you've already figured out all the songs that you've done.
Can we try
something with
this?
He was missing one.
He didn't figure it out. It's OCD.
Confirmed. I just know because it was the single.
Because it's the one you know best. You're waiting to just nail it.
It went up to 56 on the chart. It was not a good day.
If you're a fan that needs the title of the song to also be the hook of the song, have I got a band for you?
Whoa, did he just Kumail him? Why is he not getting shit? Really Kumailed him there.
They all turned on you. You son of a bitch!
They love
him. All right. Nick, I'm going to tell you to name that movie.
All right, Nick. You got to name the movie. I'm the top billed person in the movie. And I, if I were a betting man, I would go against you.
I'm good at this game. I did nothing.
I just didn't see any other way out here. You know, I didn't see any other way out. And I know you know it.
You know, it's just a fucking game,
what's the name
right,
of it?
Valley Girl. Girl.
And what's the top billed person in it?
What's the name of the movie?
Well, you're going to bet
he
me
said wrong. Valley Girl.
From 1996?
Which is, this part is fun, because that was incorrect, so it's fun to watch him.
Why did you do that? You did that to me last time, too, where I actually got confidence in myself. Like, oh, shit, you did that right.
Well, you leaned right into 20th, it, like, now the hard part.
The 20th billed person in this movie is Gretchen Mol, and it's a Spike Lee film called Girl 6.
Oh,
Girl 6,
did you
yeah.
know that?
No.
And the top billed person is Teresa Randall. Up. So, yeah.
Why'd you pick that?
What's that?
That seems like an unfair choice. You that, sandbagged us, baby.
Yeah, why not Mallrats?
Wait a second, though. You know that you just got a point, right? You know you just, you're on the board.
I
it feels bad
like
for you.
I do
won
feel
that
bad
round.
For Nick. He's a good kid. He's handsome. But I do appreciate being on the board. But I think I may protest my own win. I'm playing the rest of this game under protest. Girl 6.
But, you know, if some people had heard more of the names, they might have figured it out. It was
also, Girl 6 is also setting you up for a bad review, or a bad headline anyway, which of course would be Girl 6, Audience 0.
Sure.
By a round of applause, how many people have seen Girl 6?
Yeah. And by a round of applause, how many people think David Huntsberger asked for rounds of applause for no good reason?
You just like Doug. That was an appropriate asking of a round of applause.
All right, so since Jimmy challenged Nick, that means that we're going to start down here with you, David, and then go to Jimmy. And you get to pick a category, David. Would you like? And we're playing to 2 points, of course, and we have 12 minutes left in the show. Jimmy is halfway home. He's in the car. He's on the 10.
That is how I go home.
Yeah.
Where's halfway point?
I get off.
Hey, Jimmy, it's me, Randy Newman. Thanks for being in me.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, you're overrated.
Ouch.
I'm sorry. Right. Somebody needs to tell you.
I guess I don't have a friend in you. Yeah.
That's true, Randy.
David, would you like? I know what you did last. And that's someone's final film.
Oh,
okay.
The last film they did. Yeah, it's a sad category.
Sure.
It's a sadagory.
Stupid.
Lucky number 7 is a movie where an actor has played the same role at least 7 times.
Okay.
Yeah. And your third option is Quill Bill. And that, of course, is films based on the work of Shakespeare. Which, when you really think about it, is all films.
Yeah. Okay. Lucky number 7. What was the... what you did last.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to do
tough
this,
categories,
but
all been overlooked many times.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
by
to
by a round
it.
Of applause. Who would like to see I Know What You Did Last be the category?
Really?
There's a lot of people holding out to vote for something else. Or they're just not going to vote.
I've caught them in this great conundrum where they don't want to clap because they feel like I asked for a round of applauses too much, but I need their vote at this particular juncture. And how about lucky number 7?
Oh,
okay.
Overwhelmingly more. Well, let's ask Quill Bill. We might as well ask all three.
I've eliminated that one.
Okay. Probably the one they
like
want
taking
the most.
Taking the SATs, eliminate one of the choices.
Okay, so you're going with Lucky 7?
Yeah.
All right. So the actor or actress in this has been playing the same part at least 7 times.
The actor or actress?
It's from 1983, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie has a character in it named Fatima. He also says about this movie that it's uneven and overlong. And he lists a whopping 9 names.
83.
Mm-hmm.
9 names.
Yeah.
83 person plays.
Same actor or actress at least 7 times. In
minimum
same
7.
Role. You know what? Why are we kidding around? No actress has played a part 7 times. So,
so it's a
let's
man.
Let's just go.
You're
with
telling
it.
Us it's a man.
Yeah, might as well just say it's
83,
a man.
83.
Does this have to be number 7?
Do you have to not ask questions?
That line was cut out of Dark Knight Rises.
Do you have to not?
Do you have to not ask me questions while I...
Sarcastic Bane is while my least favorite web series.
Please, no questions while I'm trying to pound you into darkness.
What?
What I'm asking is
the actor played it at least 7 times, but I'm not saying this is the 7th time.
Okay.
I know, right?
9 names.
Let me ask you another question.
I'll say 7.
He's going with 7, Jimmy. Jimmy's
and back. Who,
Jimmy's returning the Cheez-Its.
Nick and I are having a tough time with those. We've eaten enough.
Doug, I will say I will say 6 names.
6, he says, Nick.
I thought it came to me next.
Oh, it comes to Jimmy, sorry. My bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was just going to go with it. Jimmy.
6 names.
Copycat.
You stole admit that it. Winning strategy. What do you think, Nick?
Go nickel, baby. Do it.
I'm out, aren't I?
No.
Oh. No, yeah. You're done for the rest of the show if you want to just go stand in the back.
Okay.
Run past the screen.
Yeah, you're not out.
You get to that, no, say, you can say 5.
I know I can.
I mean, that's one of the options you have.
Yeah. I don't know it.
This is a movie from 83. 83, he said.
I know. I just don't know
it. Get a great with Valley Girl. All right, so
in fairness, Valley Girl came out in 96 in a world where the movie Crash is still in theaters. So,
yeah.
In the Thuniverse.
How long have you been that's holding
a good
that one?
That'd be a good bumper.
Yeah, right? That seems like something for
oh,
a poster.
I thought of a good name for your next album. Thuniversal Healthcare. And I was talking to DC. what's happening?
I think he threw 5 at
okay.
me. No, I got to say 6.
You said 6, and I don't know it, so I just said...
So you're saying name it, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay. You're going to give me 6 names.
Yeah, so you get 6
of the
names.
9.
Out of 9, yeah.
Got a pretty good shot here.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to get it.
I won't.
Okay.
Nick and I are about to be tied.
Here's your 6 names.
Rowan, I'm listening.
Rowan Atkinson. Edward Fox.
83.
Alec McGowan. Bernie Casey, Kim Basinger, and Barbara Carrera are all in what movie, Jimmy, that got 2.5 stars from Leonard?
Moonraker. I have no idea.
Oh, you know, you're in the ballpark.
I am, right? It's a
Bond
movie.
Yeah. It's a Bond movie. And it's a, but I don't know if Roger Moore played it 7 times, but Sean Connery did. And this was the last time, and it was called Never Say Never Again.
Damn it. I was close.
Nick Thune is on the board.
Nice. Wow. I'm going from thinking what? I was out to being yeah. on the board.
What year was Moonraker? Anybody, was that 90, 89? Moonraker was what?
70-something. Moonraker was right after the success of Star Wars. They were like, we got to put James Bond in space.
Yeah.
Did you have like a gun to your head guess?
Well, I'm sorry?
Like 83 if someone said, guess something.
I was thinking maybe Wrath of Khan, but that's maybe too late.
Now!
No!
There's a fucking witch in the audience.
Now, my pity!
Jesus.
That weed whacker voice came out.
Live from Jim Henson's Preacher Shop. That voice.
I apologize. That was more your emotion than how your voice actually
Labyrinth
sounds.
Comes to the Squarespace Ballroom live. One night only. I'm just trying to figure out what's I'm stalling because I
show has to end.
Figure out what's happening next. Yeah, exactly, Jimmy. This
Nick got a point.
Exciting finish.
Nick has a point.
We might go 1 or 2 minutes over. So apologies to the Podmash stand-up show. It's gonna start on time. Don't worry. But who just challenged who? The Nick challenged
Nick.
Jimmy.
Challenged me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So that means we start with DC and then go to Nick. And you get to pick a category, DC. Would you like what a schmuck suggested? I mean, I'm not saying anything about the guy who made the suggestion. That is his Twitter handle. What the schmuck? Suggested Womb Raider. Womb Raider. And that's movies where John Voight has sex.
It's pleasing to me.
Yeah. And pleasing then Sausage Fest. Which
this
is
show?
Which is motion pictures. Yeah, this show is a Sausage Fest. And it's also motion pictures where Leonard Maltin did not list a single... He didn't list any women in the cast listings.
Ouch.
So, yeah, real Sausage Fest.
All dudes.
A real pickle party. And and at Mrs. _ Mattman suggested... this never gets picked, but I love this category. Inconceivable! And that's movies with infertile women.
So it's, we have...
It's not the films of Wallace Shawn.
We have movies with all men and movies where women can't poop out babies. Sorry.
And movies where John Voight tries to put a baby in somebody.
Can it include also where John Voight gets sex done to him?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Just don't pick that
interesting
one.
Distinction.
Yeah. That'll solve that problem. Go Sausage Fest.
I am going to go with the... Yeah, I'm gonna back Jimmy up on this one and go with Sausage Fest. Sorry, infertile women. Still sucks for you.
1992. Douglas Movies is definitely leading the war on women. 1992, 3 stars from Leonard for this movie that he doesn't list any women in the cast. He says this movie is scorching. He also says, he says some negative things, but then he's just like, the actors, they're so good, it's hard to complain.
Yeah.
Jimmy agrees. And he lists 9 names.
92, it's scorching. And he doesn't list any women.
Mm-hmm.
And the actors are so good that he can't list any women. Doug, fuck it. 0 names.
Nick?
It's Towering Inferno, right?
It's Birth of a Nation, right? 92, Birth of a Nation.
I heard scorching.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Fantastic. Doug, I think the film is Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah, I do too.
That is correct.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, out of curiosity, do they go Lemon Pacino? Top two?
No, they go Pacino Lemon.
Damn it, I would have lost
Lemon
it.
Pacino is my favorite dirty prank website.
You and me both, brother. I would have gone negative two, but I would have got it wrong. In case somebody's curious how I would have played that game.
Great moments in theoretical failure.
Here's what I would have done, fellas. Shut up. Show needs to end. Nobody needs.
We start with Jimmy, and then we go to Nick.
More than happy to.
And you get to pick a category. Golden Showers pee book?
No.
That's movies that begin with P?
No, it's not going to be that.
The letter P, not someone peeing.
I understand. It's still not going to be it.
I was just...
At Brains suggested Talk to the Hand, and that's movies that have sign language in them. And at Koji Werner suggested The Perfect Dorm.
Wait a minute. You know my favorite movie is The Perfect Storm.
Which is college movies. Movies about college.
Movies set at college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll go with that. I like that college theme.
All right.
just everyone here at the festival, let it be known that I know that we're running long, but I think this is going to wrap up soon.
We have a tie. We have a three-way tie. If David wins this thing never ends.
Wrong. It ends on the next one.
David.
Good call. You're right, Doug. So we throw it. We let David win. Or look, you know what? Better yet, let me win. We'll close this thing out.
Would you like a... You pick Perfect Dorm?
Yeah, I like the dorm thing, yeah.
Okay. Would you like a college movie from 94 or 2006?
Oh, boy, now that's an interesting two choices.
Mm-hmm. Definitely two different numbers.
I'm going to go 94. 94.
Okay.
94.
Usually people don't go with the deeper one, but you did.
I see my competition here. One of us thought Valley Girl came out in 96.
One of us likes to take risks.
What it's like to be a child. She's 20 years younger than me.
Two stars. Two stars from Leonard. This movie from 1994 that takes place at college. He says, in this movie, political correctness is out. He also says about this movie that it gets failing grades.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Two stars, though. That's pretty generous. Being that shitty about it, then giving it two stars. And he lists nine names. And one of the names has the word and in it.
Has the word what, sir?
And.
A-N-D.
Mm-hmm. That's really not a helpful clue at all.
Like Shields and Yarnell?
Try not to dwell on it. It's not them, but
don't
yes.
Don't dwell on it, but bring it up.
Yeah.
Get in our head.
Gotta be Randy Newman.
I say the first?
Yeah, you get to pitch.
So I pick the category, and then I say...
How many names are there? Get it in.
Nine.
And one of them has an and in it.
I'll go eight. I'll go Snowman.
You went eight?
Yeah.
He's going eight, Nick.
I'll go six.
I will go negative one names.
Jesus!
DC!
Son of a...
Direct contact.
Now, what is
David going to do with this? David has a chance now to tie this mother effer up.
Come on, Dave. So name that movie. I was trying to summon something to bring a movie in, and I just...
Like a helicopter?
Soar me to the heavens and summon a name and bring it back. Name that movie. Go ahead and name it.
I'm going to say, and Leonard might fuck me on this one, but I'm going to say PCU.
Yeah.
And I'm going to list as the lead Jeremy Piven.
I think he's right.
You're correct in both counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Good.
DC is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Good for you, DC.
Who is DC playing for again?
Emma.
Yay, Emma. Come get your bag of prize stuff. Come and get it. Helicopter man, set it off. Let it fly. Fly it back to yourself. Can you do that?
There's no controls.
You can't do it. Oh, did they take the controls away from you?
No, I turned it off.
He turned it off.
And I can't turn it back on.
He just... That's not within the realm of possibilities, turning the thing back on. Well, did you write a shithead on the back? Okay, let me see the back of that, David. And do we have shitheads on the back of the other name tags? Yeah, okay, come over here and write one down for me. Yeah. And Jimmy Pardo, tell us, come just jot one down with this pen. And Jimmy, tell us, plugs, what do you got to plug?
Well, of course, my Never Not Funny podcast, award-winning. Thank you. Had a nice show here at the festival. And, you know, that's it. Go to the website, check things out, jimmypardo.com. And okay. That's where things are. We can see, hopefully, not a photograph of me sitting the way that I am currently. It's the top one most uncomfortable I've ever in my life. Yet I'm maintaining this position. Special ops, baby.
What about you, Nick Thune? What's going on with you?
What's going on, Nick?
I've got a new special coming out in January. People can buy that. It's going to be called Folk Hero.
DC, what's up?
I got books. My first book is called The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To. It's a sci-fi coming-of-age adventure. If you're listening to this, you'll probably like it. My most recent one is called Crab Kingdom. It's a fantasy adventure. If you're listening to this, you'll probably like it. They're available. You can get them in bookstores. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on your iPad, Kindle, or you can go to audible.com or any other place where you can get audiobooks. And I read both of them, so you can get them on audiobook as well.
That's awesome. And
you know I like books.
You
you love books.
You also, DC, tonight just made your way into the ongoing Tournament of Championships. Which brings us to David, the worst player of the evening.
I didn't get no points.
Yeah, you couldn't get on the board tonight, but you're usually pretty good. What do you got going on? You got some shows coming up?
I do in Wisconsin. I'll be in Milwaukee at Sugar Maple on October 24th. And then on the 25th, I'll be in Madison, Wisconsin at the Atlas Theater. And my CD, Explosion Land, is on iTunes. There are a couple other ones on there as well.
Oh, you got your thing on iTunes?
I managed to...
What about the rest of you guys? Your comedy album's on iTunes?
Yes, on iTunes, yeah.
You trying that?
Yep.
Okay, good.
And then Professor Blastoff, we... thanks. We just recently did some solo episodes. So Tig and Kyle and I each did one on our own. Mine was on Dreams.
I think so I heard somebody...
I'm just going to throw this out here, David. When Kiss released 4 solo albums, done after that. So, good luck, I guess.
That's a pretty comparison.
But when Chicago released 13 solo albums,
they made a 14th album.
And speaking of that, Jimmy, just before we go, just give
us
a little taste of...
Must have been crazy. Must have been crazy, yeah! That's off Sprezzatura, the brand new CD.
Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to LA Podfest, the best goddamn fest in the whole goddamn world. And as always, I don't know what you guys are doing right now, but can you do that somewhere else? They're standing around congratulating each other. I gotta wrap this fucker up, and these shitheads aren't even funny, so here we go. my poop is a shithead. Yeah, he really wrote that down. Premature ejaculation is a shithead. And PC Mobley is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.
We're gonna start the stand-up show in 10 minutes.